Right, Erech HaPayim. This is number 22 in my count. Erech HaPayim, like one of the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Erech HaPayim, we refer to as, you know, by the Yugomidos, as patient. That's Erech HaPayim. Literally a long face is literal taich, but it means that you're willing to tolerate things, let things, you know, take their time. What's the pshat Erech HaPayim? Erech HaPayim is good mida, obviously. It's good to be patient. But again, this is a, these are all kinyani chachma, kinyani Torah. So every single one, you have to ask, how is it better than just a good mida? How does it help you be kinyani Torah? So Tiferes Yisrael says, kas machlish hacharitzus vezikaron. So he learns that Erech HaPayim is the opposite of kas. He said one without Erech HaPayim has kas. And kas has the ability to weaken your zikaron and weaken your sharpness. So there's some effect on a person who has a kaisen, who loses his temper, that it's not just a bad mida and he gets mad at stupid things, but actually impacts his ability to learn. Now what's the pshat there? So l'chora, I would say, you know, kas puts you in a state where you lose control. And that's the classic understanding of kas, is, I mean, again, we say losing your temper. That's how we say it in English. You've lost your temper. You lose control. You can't think straight. You can't put things in the proper perspective. When you have kas, your brain sort of freezes up. It doesn't function like your brain usually would. That's why la'achar ha'maisa, you look back and say, how stupid was I? Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Because your brain was not guiding you at that moment. Your kas was. You lose control. Chazal say the kol kayes kilu ovid avodah zara. A kas like avodah zara, because when you're kayes, there's another master. Your brain isn't in control because Baruch not in control. When you're kayes, something else is controlling you. So the same thing when it comes to being kayes, when it comes to your learning, kas is going to, when anytime your brain is taken over by something else, it impacts your brain. And every single time you're kayes, then it's going to remove from you the ability to remember and to be sharp in learning. The Gemara Pesachim says, "I'm called Koyas Chachmasu Mistalaka Simenu." It's brought from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, "When you get angry, you lose Chachma." The Raya is Moshe Rabbeinu. We find in the Chumash a few times he got angry. All those times he forgot a halacha. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not putter from this. He also, you know, fell into the trap of Kas, and he lost Chachma because of it. Kas is not Chachma. You gain nothing by Kas. It's nothing which is rational. It's a loss of your seichel, and a loss of your seichel will always impact seichel. Now, it's always important to be mechalik. There is an inyan of being koyes at times, but never to lose control. I mean, kas is something that one can, all about must speak about it. You can display kas. You can show kas. You know, showing anger is needed at times. But losing control is the problem. You can't lose yourself in your kas. You can, if something is wrong, you can show anger. You can even feel angry. Because if it's something example, a kid runs into the street in front of a car, chas v'shalom, and the mother has to run in and grab him out. So she says, she has the right to get angry at the kid and show the kid anger, because he has to realize he did something very serious over here. This is called nefesh. This is a very serious problem. So you should display anger. You can be upset, but you can't lose control. Losing control, there has to be a line that you don't lose control. So that's an inyan of Erech HaPayim, of patience, the opposite of anger. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, it's in Perek Yudalid, Erech HaPayim Rav Svuna. If you have Erech HaPayim, then you have a lot of understanding, a lot of bina. Uketzar Ruach, but if you're Ketzar Ruach, which one shot is you're quick to anger. No, you're very, with short fuses, they say. So Meirim Iveles, that's going to bring upon you problems, avera, misunderstandings. But it's the same nakuda. Patience allows you to think through things, allows you not to lose yourself, allows your brain to function. Kas means you've lost yourself and your brain is not functioning. We also have another mission of us. It says, lo kapten melamed. It says, lo baishin loymed, lo kapten melamed. If you're a captain, if you have a temper, you can't be a teacher. You can't be a rebbe. Very simply, because you know, to teach something, you have to have patience for others. Whether it mean in that context, we understand it typically as being able to take an idea and go through it slowly, and understand that the Talmud is just not getting it, and even if you explained it 400 times already, as the Gemara says, we pray to explain it 400 times, you have to keep on explaining it, because you have to have patience. If your goal is to teach somebody else, it can't be that you just lose it. It can't be that you say, that's it, I'm done teaching it, we're finished, I said it enough times, and you're not teaching anybody. You have to be able to say that I have patience and I'm willing to explain the concept over and over again until the Talmud chaps it, or until your child chaps it. You know, in the world of chinuch, Erech HaPayim is a very important meal. Look after the melamed. There's another in your patience also I think is very important. patience in terms of Erech HaPayim, in terms of patience in our own personal growth. And this is something that's very challenging, I think, for a lot of us. Growth as a Ben Torah happens over a lifetime. Doesn't happen in a day, doesn't happen in a week, a month, a zman, a year, 5 years, 10 years. It's a lifetime process. We like seeing quick results. Everyone does, especially, you know, we're used to quick results. You know, we live in a door, everything is very quick. You know, you click on your computer, and it takes an extra 4 seconds for Zoom to open up, you get all angry, you get upset. Come on, I'm ready, I'm busy, you know. We're used to things happening very, very quickly. And that's it's a problem in terms of our tchus nefesh, because in terms of growth in life, things don't happen quickly. That is not the way that a person grows. You have to understand that patience growth requires patience. And you can sense it. Sometimes you can't sense your own personal steiging over a day or 2 days or a week or a month. But you look back at 6 months, look at a year, look back at 5 years, and you say, wow, I've really grown a lot. But each day you're getting impatient. Same thing with learning. You want instant results. You know, you want your immediately to know the Masechta. But if you don't know Masechta, means you have to learn Basmara day in and day out. You have to take it a piece at a time. You have to chazer. You have to look at every single amud. You have to look at every single line. There's no shortcuts. You can't rush through it. And we mentioned, I think, last week, having Masunim Bedin. You know, the very first directive in Pirkei Avos is you should be patient in din. Take your time. Do things over. So that's to do with thought and seichel and thinking through things, but that's to do also having patience for it. You have to have the patience to think through something. The Rishiva says all the time, one of the things that our door has lost, based on technology, there's a lot of gains in terms of efficiency. People don't have the ability to sit and think over things anymore slowly. People are just always like rushing, okay, I got it, next thing, let's go, information comes quick, you know, everything's easy. But you don't have to take patience to really sit there, chew it over, work on something. You don't have the patience to see an idea come out into fruition, because you're always moving on to the next thing, because we're so used to things happening quick for us. Steiging has no instant results. It's a long-term process. You know, learning is a lifetime goal. You get upset and you say, you know, this year I only learned a few blots, and I don't know them that well. So, yeah, I mean, those few blots you learn, so you should know them well, you should chazer them. But realize that learning a few blots is adding into a lifetime goal of knowing the known shots and everything. But you have to have patience for it. Don't look at yourself and say, you know, I'm not going anywhere. Say no, because it's a long process. A good mashal for that, also Rosh Yeshiva gives us a mashal, is the difference. You know, if someone's to have braces, right? An orthodontist gives you braces. So how does it work? It's a slow and steady pressure. If they took a hammer and just knocked your tooth, he would knock it out. But you know, you want an instant fix. It's gonna knock your tooth out. How does it work? You apply slow and steady pressure, and over the course of 6 months or a year or 2 years, who told me? Mary told me your father's an orthodontist, right? You can ask your father how it works. But it's after in the course of time. That was you, Mary, right? No, your father's not. Is that you, Mary? No, not you. Someone else told me that.
He's a dentist.
A dentist. Okay, no, it was Penny. Penny told me that. Penny Croak's father's an orthodontist. Sorry. We got a lot of oral health. But... an orthodontist, he understands he has to take time, and that's the growth in life. It's a slow and steady process of growth. Every mitzvah, every word of Torah, every word of davening, it makes an impact on you. It's a slow and steady process. Another mashal I like to give is in the coffee machine. It's a slow drip coffee machine. It has to sit there in the grinds and drip out one drop at a time in order for it to work. If you were to dump it right through, it's not going to be good coffee. It has to actually have time to sit in the grinds. We have time to grow. Where does anger come from? Why are we not patient? So again, mitzad, growth, I think it's not of an attitude of a person. I think, you know, in life we're used to things happening quickly for us, especially in our door, so we're not patient in growth. And why do we get angry so quickly? So anger is coming from the attitude, everything has to go my way. It's my way or the highway, as they say. And we get angry because something didn't go my way. That's when anger happens. Something did not go as I wished. Again, certainly when it comes to unfounded anger that you shouldn't be having. But there's a very important akuda in that. Now, Chazal tell us, we had the Gemara earlier in Gittin, Ein Adam Omel Divrei Torah Elm Ken Nichshel Behen. You can't be Omel Divrei Torah unless you're Nichshel in them. Meaning mistakes, things not going your way, help you grow. Those are steps to growth. Failure is going to happen. Now, things are not going to go your way sometimes. So you can make a big mistake, and you can get very upset about it. Or you can say, no, this is Hamachashel Tachas Yadecha, was the pasuk we saw. You know, the michshol which you had is how you're going to grow from it. Those aren't times to get upset. When things are not going your way, it's not time to get upset. It's time to have patience and know this is a step towards growth. So I think, so Erech HaPayim, we're saying in a lot of different applications. Number one is just in your patience misad anger. Anger makes you lose your mind, lose control of your das, lose control of your seichel, it takes away your sharpness near zikaron. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, the idea of lokavta melamed, if you're very impatient, you can't be a teacher, because you have to have time to explain things to others. You have to have patience in your own personal growth, to persevere, to keep on going, and not think things are going to happen over the course of, there's no instant fix, you know, instant oatmeal we can eat, but there's no instant ben Torah, it doesn't happen that way. You know, instant coffee is fine, and instant oatmeal is fine, and instant potatoes are even fine. But not instant ben Torah, that doesn't work. And then we have to understand that when things don't go our way, the michsholom we end up with in life, and in Divrei Torah in particular, those are not times to get upset that things didn't go well. Those are times you're supposed to be able to rise above it and grow. That's what those times are for. So I guess give us a few practical suggestions, anybody, how to work on a little bit Erech HaPayim. What are some things? And there are very different areas we're talking about.
I would say, like, just realizing that Hashem's in control of everything, because I think, like, patience in terms of, like, your own learning, in that case, is we feel the, like, tensions rise when we want something to be done, like, now. We want to be in control of what happens. But if we're giving everything up to Hashem, then we kind of remove or nullify that feeling and say, like, okay, so I'm saying it's not the right time. So why should I be upset? Because he obviously knows better than me.
Very good. Okay, very good. So one of the biggest tools to not get angry and even to have patience, Meir is saying, is when you understand Kosh Baruch is in control. So it's like David HaMelech said. David HaMelech was cursed to call him Retzes by Shem Megira, and they wanted to go kill him. David HaMelech said, you know, it's okay. Hashem told him to do that to me. You know, he put it in perspective. You know, I'm not getting angry because someone insulted me. I'm saying, no, that's what Hashem wants. You know, it's a different attitude to see it's all beyond Hashem, and why get angry about it? This is what Hashem wants me to grow from. He'll get punished anyways if he curses the king, but it's not my business to get angry about it, because Hashem wants it to happen that way. Very good. Anything else? Yeah.
Maybe knowing that certain things are a process, and sometimes you need either setbacks or even failures, I'm saying, in order to get what you're trying. I mean, that's, again, everybody's talking about not getting what are people getting angry and because they're getting impatient, I'm saying. So that's just a way to beat it, to, I don't know, to not get impatient.
Not get frustrated. Yeah. Things are a process. New things are a process in life. And if you recognize that it's a process, it helps you ease your own personal nerves, not get so frustrated by it. I'll say one more thing also. I think that's, I mentioned it earlier, but I think it's important that look back over a course of time in your life. Think right now, look back over the past year, 2 years, 3 years. And look at yourself 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, 1 year ago, look at yourself now. And everyone's going to say, wow, I did grow. I changed over that time. You'll say, look, if I look from yesterday to today, I don't see any change. But if I look back 3 years, I did a tremendous change. It was a tremendous accomplishment. And that helps you chap that it's a process. That helps you really see that it's a process. It's a work in progress. It takes time. It takes patience. But when I see that, it gives me a chizik, because I know if I can shtag that much over the past 3 years, then I can shtag even more the next 3 years. But I have to see it's a period of time I'm working towards. It's not just there's no overnight fix. Okay, shkoyach. Very nice.